Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a note of thank you for worshiping with us today. This afternoon at 3:30, the Bible study class, Searching the Scriptures, will be looking at answering the question, what is the relationship between man's free will and the doctrine of election? This evening at the 5 o'clock service, Pastor Otero will continue preaching from the book of Revelation. He will be continuing to expound upon chapter 20. There will be a men's Bible study on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Volos home. See me or Albert Volos for more information. At the Wednesday evening service, we will continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 2 Kings chapters 4 through 6. Want to let everyone know that on Sunday, December 5th, we will be having our church quarterly meeting. Encourage everyone to attend as we'll be going over the last quarter's financials as well as next year's budget, and we would love to have your input and your presence there. Also, let everyone know that the missionary Christmas and August boxes are supposed to be due today, so see Mary Cassangin for that. And please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and for next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 40, verse 3. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Luis will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Once again, if you open your hymnals up to 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. A great way to get things going here by lifting up our Lord with songs of joy. Amen. Jesus saves. And what a great thing to know that Jesus does save.
News to every land,
going to page 207, O Happy Day. Hopefully that this weather will stay the way it is. It will be a very happy day, amen. Please, go ahead, please stand. Get to this last verse, we thought of doing something a little new here. Before we get to this last verse, let's go ahead, turn around, greet one another, let each other know that we're happy that you're here today. Amen. Here.
So much, and thank you for the excitement. For those who are on the air, if it was a 1 or 2 minutes a little noisy, it's because people were noisy here, greeting each other, and we thank the Lord for. Let's look to the Lord in prayer together. Father, we come today in the celebration of another Sunday. We know how that the week is over, and the trials and the joy and the sorrows are over. We are here to receive your word with gladness. We're here to look upon your word and to consider. And we pray that the Holy Spirit, who is the master teacher of the scripture, will enable us to understand it and to apply it to our life. We thank you for the congregation who comes here to Bethel Baptist Church. We thank you for their love for one another and the love for me. And so, Father, we pray that as we bring again the praises to your name through the choir and through the special music, and as we look upon the scripture, another valuable tool in the life of the doctrines of the church, that we may understand it, what it is. Now, some people may be not believing, and we respect that. But, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will bring a total unity into our mind to understand at least what we do when we are saved. The first thing we need to do when we are saved is to testify about what we believe, and you instructed in the scriptures what to do. And so, Father, help me to communicate it well. Sometimes, either of my English or my heart or whatever it is, sometimes I don't get across, but you can do it. And I pray you enable me to communicate in a manner that is acceptable to those those who receive it, and to do it in a humble way so they give glory to God and to the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, we praise your name because there were some people here that were sick. Dr. McCormick in the hospital, the infection is taken care of. We pray for Mildred and Brother Joe Plick now at home and doing the rehabilitation, and tomorrow their visit to the General Hospital in San Francisco. From Tom Curlin and Karen, Lord, with a new experience, another surgery was done on Tom, and we pray that they find a way to get those lungs on the way. For Ann Peretto and home, and Lord, we praise the Lord for, praise your name for Juan Silva. He's home now, and we praise the name of Jesus for bringing him to us, and now we pray that Maria will have the strength to assist him, and we pray that somewhere, somehow, we may see Juan here among us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing your power into the life of people. We have a living God, not a dead God, who moves on, who works in those who believe. And so, Father, that's what prayer does. We believe what we pray. We thank you for our missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode. Lord, in 2 weeks, they will be back in America. They canceled their mission dedication for some reasons unknown to us. But whatever it is, a brother has served you in a mighty way there in Papua New Guinea, and we pray that he may find a job here in peace of mind here in America. We pray for Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño there in Guatemala, for Marta Ferretti in Argentina, Dante and Maruja Ravines in Peru, and we pray for Dante, who has a gland cancer, that he be able to recover. I know the treatment is really tough, but we pray for encouragement to him to keep on going. For Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And Lord, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey and the Motorsport Ministries, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Laura, we are ready to take today an offering and closing the offering that we've been talking about, the missionaries. Every year, we send them a gift from our church to each one the same. And so we pray that you enable your people again to give with gladness so that we can send a good offering to each one of them so that they can pay their bills, they can do whatever they want to in their mission field. Thank you for the love of your people, for the mission. And then, Lord, I'm thankful for the people who are listening over the internet and over radio, who support our church with sacrifice, so that our broadcast can be always open and always paid. Thank you, Father. And then, Lord, for the people here at Bethel who support the ministry, who give willingly even in times like this, so that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the joy of the Lord and the fellowship of his people can be seen across the world via the internet, the Google ministry, the CD ministry, the radio ministry. Thank you, Lord, for the offering, and thank you for the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of the Acts of the Apostles. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1191. We will be reading Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 38. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 38. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he should come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh this the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized them. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God that you have placed in our presence, that you would use it to guide our lives and our hearts and our minds, that we may know you and that we may know the reality of the resurrection and of Jesus Christ. And I pray for your spirit to be upon our pastor and our teacher today, Pastor Gabriel Otero, and bless him abundantly and anoint him from on high to bring forth the testimony of your grace with might and with power. We pray, Lord, for you to lead us, for you to open up our eyes and our hearts, that we may learn to live for Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Please be seated.